lot of people are obviously going to be watching this trial. Just from writing my columns, the feedback that I've received from readers, there are a lot of people out there who are concerned that should this verdict go in what some people might fear is the wrong direction, that we might have a repeat of what happened in Los Angeles after the Rodney King trial. Others also are afraid that if it goes in the other direction, that there's just going to be a lot of people who are questioning the law and how it works. Already Sanford, because of some incidents in the recent past in the way that the police have handled some cases, are under question. So it's just going to be very interesting to watch how this all turns out.
I guess in the aftermath of the shooting and leading up into the arrest, I mean, we had the likes of Al Sharpton down there, and the other civil rights leaders there too, Jesse Jackson as well, talking about, leading some of those fairly big gatherings of people calling for justice. And those were peaceful gatherings. There wasn't really any sense from, when I was there covering the story that things would turn ugly. It seemed like a sort of a peaceful peaceful demonstrations, even though there were lots and lots of people, hundreds of people sort of flooding the streets. Does that sort of give you any sense that maybe some of these fears about what could happen after the trial are a little misplaced?
Well, I tend to think that that is the case. But again, judging from some of the mail that I received, you would read words like these are carpetbaggers coming down here to stir up the masses, and words like stir and to stir the pot. And people seem to have this notion that there is a slow burning fuse here in Sanford, and that, again, a verdict in the wrong direction, in their opinion, is going to set a bigger spark and, just blow up the powder keg that's waiting to erupt in Sanford. But I tend to believe that people have a little more control, that they're a little more discerning, and I have a little more faith in the judicial process than some of these people have.
Now, you must get quite a few letters, depending on the columns you write, but did you find that the columns you wrote last year talking about the Trayvon Martin case and the George Zimmerman legal case as well, did they generate a lot more mail than you normally would have gotten?
Yes. We received quite a bit of mail. We received a number of phone calls. We also participated in some online chats regarding the case. And as you might expect, the opinions were split right down the line. And it kind of is a big reflection of how America views race. There have been a number of recent polls that just show that blacks, whites, and whoever else you want to throw into the mix all have different perceptions on race. I remember one poll that asked whether racism was a major problem here in America, and I believe the percentage was around 60% of blacks believed that racism was a big problem, whereas only 18% of whites thought the same thing. So there is just a different vantage point, I guess, on how people view race, and this case here has helped to bring that out locally.
Do you think it's always a case of these polar opposites, black and white?
I don't think that it is anymore. I think it's very simple to do that because of the peculiar history here in America between blacks and whites. We tend to look at race as a black and white issue. But if you look across the country, there are rivalries and blood feuds, in fact, between blacks and Koreans, blacks and Asians, and so forth and so on. So it's really a simple it's too simple to break it down to black and white. There are different types of colors in this racial mix, I guess, that we have to look at.